tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I've been waiting all night.
Yeah, what up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta After Show. Who are we listening to again?
This is Snapchat by Yanni, Eric Bellinger. There's so many like talented artists that are on this song, and it's everything.
Okay, well, Nicolette was feeling herself, and her coochie must have been hot or something, because we was going to come in with another song, and she wanted to come in with this one. But anyways, I'm in studio with my favorite people.
He's so nice.
What up? Cornelia Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Nicolette Sensei, don't play again.
Hi.
She's so mad.
Because you're so
salty.
Mad.
I'm not mad.
You clearly are.
If I was mad, you wouldn't have had this.
Roommates,
so
please introduce me, Jesse.
Okay,
I have my sugar right here.
Stephon
and Stephon, I am more fire Wallace.
What up, y'all?
He's like, oh, it's Stephon.
Just keeping the peace. You feel me? Because I deserve it.
We about to turn into Jocelyn and Jessica Dime up in this bitch. I didn't even care to get an AfterBuzz cup. I was like, fuck it. We gonna sponsor some motherfuckers tonight, y'all.
Okay.
I know, so sorry. That was really aggressive.
It's really aggressive, guys.
Yeah, this show. Like I said, salty. Oh my gosh, every time you do that, it's just a horror.
It brings you back to those
nights. Nothing, because I don't even know what those type of nights.
Y'all better get me into this episode, because I was feeling it.
Well, before we get into the episode, shout out to all you guys at home and helping us out with the podcast one. We need you guys to help us out some more. Join the podcast one. Was he going to sign language?
Yeah, my podcast one.
Podcast1.com.
At the top of it, it says reader listener survey. It's a 3-minute survey. If you guys could help us out, select the shows that you watch, leave some comments. We'd really appreciate it, and you keep our lights on. Thank you. All right, let's get into it. Mama D was keeping her lights on. We got a church scene, and we seen them nails.
It got me real quiet for a really good second. It was on there. I was
I forgot about those names.
I did too until I seen them on there. I was like, oh.
Freddy Krueger done made the
shout
pants
out
on
to
them.
Yeah.
I just wonder how she like talks with them nails, like just regular.
Like this, like this, all the time.
Honey, regular.
They weigh her down. Her hand down.
Honestly, I would just be staring at them the whole time if I was talking to her. I'd just be like,
shout out to Lifeline Church and all 18 of your members.
It was more than fucking club.
Maybe
what's it
was
called?
A Wednesday night service.
It could have been a Wednesday.
Maybe
win.
It was
right.
Bible study.
You're right, Lifeline. I'm being too harsh.
It was more
at least
popping
they were
than
in
club
the church.
Capture.
At least they were in church.
It sure was.
They was moving the mindset, so we ain't going to Club Capture. Yeah, we talking about Ernest and Scrappy.
Let's not go there.
So Ernest went to meet up with Scrappy. Scrappy's just happy Ernest is back in his mother's life. He's like, because, you know, dog, I'm trying to have, like, a relationship. I'm about to be, like, 40. I mean, no. He's like, no, Scrappy.
Scrappy's like Ernest. I was like, Ernest trying to
right?
He about to be 35, okay?
Yeah, he around there.
I don't know what he about to be, but he just
wants... Why you said 35 like that, like it's...
Like what?
Like it's something wrong.
I don't see nothing
wrong.
Are you
35? Are you 35?
With a little 35.
Well, age ain't nothing but a number. Age ain't nothing but a number. Okay.
All right, so Ernest says, he was like, well, basically, you know, I want to make it up to Scrappy and Jazzy. He was like, I know that that was a time where Jazzy feels like I had, you know, done your mama disrespectful. So he's going to make it up. I don't know how he's going to make it up, but
I think Ernest is attractive. for an older man and attractive for Mama D, and I think they're so cute together, and I really hope they're happy.
But he really looked like Mr. Gaines from A Different World.
Please, Mr. Gaines!
I love that show.
Mr. Gaines from A Different World.
No, he didn't have a page. You can tell how long he'd been locked up. He had the sidekick.
I know. The huge
carrier on his fucking thing. Yeah. Like, he walked right up in that church with his dockers.
He needed to keep his cell phone secure.
I'm tripping because...
He needed to keep it secure.
But it was not. It was like hanging out. It was like weathered on the side.
It was like a kit.
Treasure chest.
I almost thought he was going to open it and pull out the ring.
That's how it opened up.
Fucking
like
Tomb Raider over here.
For a man that left prison, he looks nice.
He was ready to do it.
All right, y'all feeling Ernest. I'm thinking about his vocabulary. Ernest says...
It's perfect for that family.
He said, Jasmine is trying to convict me. I was like, Ernest, you're not being convicted anymore, sir.
He spent his life free. Being assisted.
But that's what I'm saying.
He gets out, Orange is the New Black is on. Like, it's just all in his face right now.
Orange is the New Black is convicting me. Jazz is convicting me. I'm convicted. I'm a convicted
As a matter of fact, Jesus done came down and convicted me in this church because I thought the church was going to catch on fire, y'all, because I was like the blasphemous that they all started singing I Deserve.
Lord. And the way they set it up.
Wait, mother, she look in your eyes.
You know what? I thought it was so sweet. Lord. I'm all about that
romance. I deserve. Oh, she made sing it with the choir. Lift your hands up. They didn't know.
All they knew was, I deserve.
You know?
Look, they looked at Mona when she said that. It was like, do we do it? Oh, okay.
I deserve.
Eyes closed. Mona, is that what we're supposed to do next? Because she improvising right now. Mona.
Lift your hands up.
Like, everyone in the audience is like,
You know what?
I just had a good time.
It was great joy, and I really loved it. And I think that should have been the only time she should have ever sung that song.
I agree.
So I'm totally okay with that.
I agree with that.
So, it was beautiful.
Go ahead, girl. It was a good moment. Get your man. Have your moment. I'm totally about it.
Ernest gave a testimony, too?
He did.
Come on, now.
Yeah, yes.
Well, because, you know, listening to Brother Man preach... Mm-hmm. Done put the spirit in him.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm going to get up and preach. And he was preaching a little too much. He thought
like,
this was one of those scared straight seminars where like the kids were going
to
come in and he had to like give his whole life story. Like, you know, I was running on these streets.
Well, he gave his testimony.
He did.
That's
you know, that's
Ernest.
How you do. At the Baptist church, that's what you do.
Ernest,
you go on and testify.
To be the testimony.
I'm going to give you the testimony.
Testimony. You remember 1999 VH1 Divas Live? Aretha Franklin testimony.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hey, Jesse, we going back on the movie.
Sure the fuck did. So he breaks out the ring. She says, my king has given me a royal proposal. Mm-hmm. They break in. I thought this was Love and Hip Hop the Musical, y'all. I was like, I see this. Love and Hip Hop the Musical. 3 weeks.
Produced by Candy.
No, we want it to work. So Mona would have to be in charge.
Yeah.
In charge.
Candy can be like head writer. She can write like the music for it. Mm.
Well, she can,
I'm a little nervous because Scrappy said after Ernest broke it down to him, it was like, you know, I want to be with your mom, whatever. He was like, that's your problem now. I'm like, that's not good.
No, like,
you don't want that.
You just finding a mom, that's like sending your grandma into like a retirement home, like, I ain't trying to really take care of you no more.
Mm-hmm. It's yours now.
But Ernest already knew this. She put him in prison. So he didn't tell him something that he didn't already know.
True.
Ernest was locked up because Mama D told on him.
She snitched a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's his problem now.
Well, moving on from that, let's talk about it. Kalina is upset with Tony because this month didn't show up till 10 a.m. in the morning.
Right,
now we're going to have a conversation about this.
He didn't look tired or anything.
He sure didn't.
Looked real well rested.
He looked like the bird bath.
Yeah. He didn't look like he missed any hours of sleep.
He got a nice little bird bath. Yep. Mm-mm.
His beard looked combed out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he had put fresh lace glue on that.
Yeah.
So anyways, he walks in, she's irritated, she looked tired, she looked like she was up all night.
Well, she's got a newborn,
And when your man don't come home,
you
are
asleep.
Yeah.
Like, apparently he probably didn't text her either or let her know where he was.
No, she said no call, no text.
Oh, see, you got me fucked up.
Right, you have to explain, like, y'all are married.
Yeah.
So you didn't think you could call me at 2 a.m., like, hey, just got out the club, headed to the... Like, where are you headed to? What are you doing?
And you have a past of cheating.
Right.
And you're friends with Kirk.
And you have a new baby, dummy.
Right. Like, hi, what if something happened to the baby?
You know what I'm saying?
You want to check in?
How do you not communicate with your wife?
Because he... Never mind. He's a dirtbag. That's an asshole move.
And the thing is like, okay, I understand, like, come home and, you know, you're irritated because she's yelling at you. But it's like, understand why she's yelling at you. Right. Like, listen to what she's saying. Understand what you did because you are in a committed relationship in which you signed a document saying that you were going to be committed.
See.
And you did not follow through with that.
See, and I wouldn't even, like, take I'm sorry for, like, anything. I'd just be like, oh, the things I would do.
Well, I'm saying whenever you throw that plate, whenever you already cheated in the past and then you, anything like that, you should like shun the appearance of because of course your girl's going to feel like this is a, you know, this is like a replay of what you did before.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you not reach out? He talking about, I was in the studio, and then I was at the club. I was at the club studio.
Great excuses.
I was at...
Great excuses.
But my thing is, you're in the fucking studio with your new artist. Bitch, my CD ain't even been put out. You sitting up here talking about, I've been your manager for 8 years. I wouldn't be going around bragging about that.
Because that says a lot for you.
Because the only thing that was popping was when she was the fucking Little Reindeer in a fucking Diddy's album.
Yeah.
Little Go-Go Girl. You know what I mean?
Like, he won't even listen to the record.
Okay.
I mean, when he doesn't believe in her. He doesn't believe in her.
What she said.
He looked tired.
Yeah.
Which he let her know.
Exactly. He made that clear.
Well, she needs to pack. She needs to
not going anywhere. Yeah.
But, dog, you done spent up 75. This is, okay.
Wait, let's not even get to the money.
Yeah.
Before we get to that.
Yeah.
He really said to her, without being like, babe, I'm sorry I showed up at 10. My bad, girl. At least like a my bad or something.
Yeah.
He said, yo, shut the fuck up.
He did say that.
Sir, first of all. I'm gonna play crossword puzzle with your damn motherfucking teeth, bitch. You wanna talk about, yo, shut the fuck up, as I have a motherfucker sitting up here working with a baby on my titty.
Which she said.
You're talking about shut the fuck up. No, yeah. Bitch. You shut the fuck up and listen to what I'm talking about. I ain't getting no motherfucking waffles when you walked in this fucking morning. Okay?
It smells
showing
good.
At 10 o'clock in the morning. Your face look real fresh.
Yeah.
Where's
Why
the song?
Do you have
what
a
was
glow?
You working on? Because I ain't heard no music.
Is it a
from
new
you.
Hits? Or some new pussy. What is it?
Oh,
I think it's that. When you come in with the already, I don't care if you're getting yelled at or not. If you come in at 10 o'clock in the morning, you know you're going to get yelled at.
Right.
You only going to yell back when you were doing something wrong and you're trying to deflect.
Exactly. Like, if you come in with a sour attitude, that's going to be an attitude. But if you come in like, hey, baby, I'm so sorry. You know, I know it's 10 in the morning, but you know he had this. No, you ask him for it if you come in and acting like you ain't doing shit.
Or just text her. Even if you with a side chick.
Right.
Y'all met the studio. Done.
Just dumb. Like, you can just go out of all this like, hey, babe, I wish I could hit you right now. But unfortunately, it's so busy. It's loud in here. And you sitting here just banging this bitch's back out. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, come on. Let's at least make an effort.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
When you don't even try.
You sitting up here doing the Dougie.
He didn't even try to text. Didn't even want to see that shit. That's so foul.
Because he texts his homeboys.
Right. And that's why, bitch, if you get an inkling, bitch, you shouldn't be with a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Kalina. Kalina brings up Tony cheating in the past with his friend Kev.
Which I thought was a real moment. But here's the thing about her. If Kev, because Kev is the club dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he cheated running in the streets with Kev before, where in the $75,000 did you feel like this was a good investment for your man and Kev the next time?
Your friend is Rashida.
Look what she's like, going through.
Like, that's what I cannot. And I cannot. With the fact that they were at this fucking club and this bitch was talking to Rashida, looking to Rashida for advice.
Yeah.
Mind
like,
you.
Do that boss shit, girl, because you know he be doing it. Kirk and I be doing
hiding.
That boss shit, but then he
did you see him?
Again.
Kirk was on
like,
his phone texting Ashley, probably like,
he was
this
like,
bitch
I
tripping.
Can't, I can't. I think the club thing is unfortunate, but when in a relationship, sometimes you gotta bend so the other, your partner doesn't end up resenting you or treating you like they resented you. So Kalina was pretty much backed into a corner, because if she did not give him the money, and he's not going to push her music.
True.
So they're not going to have any income coming in any other way. So every day he looked like the type to be like, yeah, but if I got to open up my club, then we would be doing better off. So he would be hitting her over the head with this the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Versus her give him the money for the club. She's pissed off about it, and him at least trying to be a man and act like he wants to provide for his family. She didn't have no, she was back into a corner.
But my thing is, and you're right about the trying to be a man thing, because he keeps saying, you want me to be a husband? You want me to be a manager? Like, I can't be both. Ooh.
That's true.
You should have Yes, you fucking can. Like, you can, but my thing is you out here, like, you don't want to listen to your wife. You don't want to sit there. Obviously, if you're her husband and her manager, you have to treat her like an artist. And there are going to be times where your artist is going to say things about what they want with their music, and you have to go with that. Now, if you can't work that out, then you say to her, I can't be your manager. But next week, you're going to get mad at her because she's going to go to Deb. And you only get mad because, you know, Deb going to do something with her career. With her.
Yeah, help her pop a little bit.
I don't think this mixing of roles
works for anybody. You know, I don't know how many people make this work in the...
Celine Dion and Renee.
That's it.
That's it. It really is, because I'd be trying to find couples that
don't,
like, did
but it don't
Tony
be working.
Mariah,
it don't
no,
be working.
It didn't work.
It don't work for people.
I can't say no.
Just don't.
Yeah. Matthew and Beyonce, it don't work. Like, it's just daddy and daughter.
Work.
It doesn't work.
It don't work.
And Renee got Celine real young, so, you know, he would threaten her with the green card or something. He was like,
I will deport your ass.
See, that's why she said, oh no, she didn't do I Will Always Love You, never mind. Alright, but anyways, so I don't know what their situation is.
It doesn't work.
She just broke that plate though, and it all went in his beard like, we'll eat that.
I don't know. That's
well, he
breakfast.
Had a full breakfast. It looked like he didn't look hungry, dirty,
he
tired, or
his
stressed.
Chick is taking care of him at the apartment that they, with the $5,000 that he didn't, because he put 70 in the club. And then
what club?
And then you
that looks like
capture.
Oh my god,
which
the
was
worst club
opening,
ever.
Opening night. Stingy with my good guy. Stingy with my good guy.
First of all, I thought it was a
strip club.
No, I thought they were just in rehearsal. Like,
I thought it was a mic check too.
A mic check. Like,
I mean, the way the audience was just sitting there, like,
no.
This is not cracking. No
but
one's
you
out
know,
there dancing. I'm like, oh, they're doing a sound check before the main event.
Right.
And then they make it seem like it's the damn play. I'm like.
But you know how empty things sound when it ain't nobody in there.
Happen.
It was echoing and bouncing. I was like, this is definitely
the
soundtrack.
I mean, you could hear what they was talking about.
It was like Atlanta casting was real busy that day.
It was completely dead.
Empty.
People were sitting on these couches. Everybody was in one corner. There was so much space. Like,
maybe it was the test run. You know, just a dry, a soft opening.
You know,
maybe it was the soft opening.
That's what everybody say when it failed.
It looked like a marshmallow.
Well, that's what was going at it. Like it was like the moment.
That's our,
you know.
Whenever it failed, somebody always say that was the soft opening.
But all I'm saying,
that's
ain't no
industry
soft
terms.
Opening. It was.
And then next time it's going to be the medium opening.
Well,
and then it's going to be the hard one.
Hey.
Hopefully,
I gotta say
could get
though,
there. I don't know.
The performance that she gave, I was kind of into it.
Yeah, she's doing her thing.
For Jocelyn, I was...
Stevie was singing like it was...
But it just
life
threw me off because no one was feeling it. Everybody was just sitting back like...
Well, because here's the other thing about 2015, though, because I went to... what was the last concert I went? Wango Tango. And it was so funny because... In 2015, everyone got their phone. So as soon as the artist comes on the stage, everyone records something, right? And then they spend the next 3 to 4 minutes not listening to the performance, but on their phone, editing and clipping and shooting it up.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, all those people were like, you know, on set, shooting live here.
Oh, my
so
God,
true.
They were.
Instagramming.
Live from Love and Hip Hop. Hashtag
I'm about that work
L-H-H.
Life. Working.
Blowing up.
Hashtag we out here.
Work.
Hashtag y'all about
set
to see
life.
Me soon.
Yeah.
We saw.
Set life.
Well, hopefully the club pops off. She did. I will say this.
I mean, everyone got their feature because there was nobody up in there.
Rashida had some advice for her. And even though Rashida was dealing with the same thing, she did plant the seed of going to see Deb.
Yep.
Perfect. I just don't understand how Kalina isn't doing more on her own. Like I don't think that she's done musically.
No.
Like she's talented. Yep. So I don't understand why.
I know why. She was pregnant for 9 months.
Yeah.
But she did not give
two. But think about
when
Dirty Money ended to now. It's been what, 4 years?
One probably contract thing.
Because
Dawn had to wait a while before she released anything too. So I wonder if it was contract something with contract.
Did he let her go?
Did he let
Dawn go? He let their contract go. So if he let Dawn go, he probably let Kalina go.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I mean, unless
like
she was writing for him or... Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Kalina. Mm-hmm. I feel like she wouldn't be scared to talk to us.
I like Kalina.
Me too.
Well, I want her to win. Isn't it? I really do. Too.
So you got nobody to turn to for advice on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Ain't nobody to
Tony was like, I'm going
to
talk to Stevie. And Kalina's like, I'm going to talk to Rashida.
I would just call an Uber, one of the Uber drivers and be like, look, can we just, I'm on the ride to the next set, can we just talk?
I think she's just doing that for the camera. Because Kalina been in the business too long that I know nobody. You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
I just don't.
She just looked like she's really going through it. Like, she, the baby done did a lot to her because her skin
her
looking a little rough.
Underneath her eyes.
She out here, like, talking about, this baby sucking on my titty. Like,
right. Like, you know, like, you mean breastfeeding?
Figure out however Peter got to the Bahamas. Like, figure out how you can do that for you, girl. Minus Tony. Like, I think the girls on this show need to make a trip. That would be cute, like how Real Housewives does that.
Mm. That would be nice.
But who is this going to be? Rashida and
Yeah,
because
we can't
Kalina.
Put Jocelyn, Jessica Dime
you
all on a boat
Jocelyn,
with them.
Mimi, like, she can't go. Aaron can't go
on
now.
They sit on African safari. Yeah. Like,
Carly, you going to try to go with anybody.
Carly.
I'll be just... They can't go.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, one hot mess to another.
Yep.
Jock and Cena. So... Jock apparently did not wait in the car like he was told to work on his first step with KD.
We all knew that.
And where did he go? Right where we all knew he would.
Cena's legs.
In her lair.
Well, Cena loved that.
He said that he was a good boy.
So that's on the couch. I believe it.
Really?
Excuse me?
At that point, I kind
of... He's got 8 kids.
He's probably set up with everybody, though.
Since when did he not have sex with somebody?
There could be a point for 5 days to where you could be fed up and not want to have sex. Like, just...
Not with Cena walking around the house or her fucking menopause ass. Like,
Cena's not all that old. Stop it.
What you want?
That's so
funny.
Cena's
in her
50s.
Put the Nutella on. Put the Nutella on my toes,
Jack. She's not her early 50s, guys.
She's so gross. She's like 49.
Eat my groceries.
She's not 49. Black women age differently, so low-key Cena could be 72 looking the way she looks. Because, you know, we be looking top-notch.
Eat my groceries, Jock. Ew.
Keep those groceries in the background. All right, so he's been, all jokes aside, he's been sleeping on her couch.
Yeah.
Now, ladies. Cena almost got Jock into a place where he was going to open up and be like, you know what, here's all the things that I've done that was fucked up. And he got there to that point and he was like, you know, and the thing is like, I realize that you put yourself in the situation and you did this, right.
Let him
and
talk.
Then what did he do? He rolled his eyes and he just stopped the conversation and the communication ended. Cena, we know you're mad. We understand why you're mad. What we're trying to do is to get him to understand why you are mad. The only problem here is that Jock doesn't understand why all these girls are mad. All the girls understand why they're all mad.
He has 8 children. He know damn well why they're mad. He just doesn't care to listen.
I think Jock
doesn't have to care. No, he doesn't have to care.
I think he said it best. He said, you know, if I could have both of y'all, it would be nice, a perfect world.
Yeah.
That's what he truly believes.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
He's like, I want all of y'all as my girl.
Like,
yeah, like, I know. I get what you mean. Like, he obviously is aware of it, but I just think the chemicals inside of his body don't help the situation and him really understanding what's wrong with it. Like, I know he can put the mathematics together.
But there's no consequences. Because his first wife, and she's not divorcing him. Even though he's been sleeping around, he's still dealing with other people. She won't give him divorce, so no consequences with that.
Nope.
The second baby mama was still kicking it with the other ones. She seemed cool, but probably no consequences with that. The third baby mama was still hanging out. She was just kicking it. No consequences with that. Cena is still giving him the cootie cat. No consequences with that. KD he played her in front of everybody and she's still crying on the couch like, I might be pregnant. No consequences.
She was hoping too.
She knew she wasn't pregnant though. She just wanted to shake him and she wanted to be crazy make him feel some type of way.
Cena said, well, Jock, you gotta grow up and be with your family instead of just the grow up part.
This is what blows my mind. Is
she
that
still want him back? Yeah. If he chose her, she would go with him.
She wants him.
You got to grow up, .. and be with your family.
Yeah, like, I can't even touch a fucking random person's dick because in my mind, that dick has touched a million different people, things, places, and been on fucking several safaris. Like, and this motherfucker, she knows all the... She literally knows them. It'd be like, hey, y'all.
Yep. Yep.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. It don't make no sense to me in any way, shape, or form.
No.
He must be amazing in bed. I don't know.
But I'm just like...
Even with that, though.
Really? Really?
Even with that. Because like,
this, we had done gone over...
And he really ain't got shit either. He just smells dirty from here.
He doesn't even have a house. He's sleeping on people's couches.
This is truth.
Like, he looks so bummy. Like,
it has gone down since it's going down.
No, this is truth. He got kicked out of KD place, and he's crashing. So he really doesn't have
like,
a place.
I'm mad at, like, the if house you got bread, he was you go looking get a hotel. At with Carly Red last season. Like,
that was the
house.
Best look I feel like he had.
Yeah,
the Carly Red situation.
Because it was the beginning to no end. Like,
they smell like poop. The two of them together smell like poop.
Alright. So KD invites Jock over. My body's off. My sleep pattern's been off.
I've been having cravings.
Food cravings. We need to take a pregnancy test.
I'm looking at KD going, that ain't food cravings. You eat too much.
Shut up, Stephanie.
She do it was right. Chili poppers. She some do Jack know. In the box, y'all.
She getting round in the face, ain't it?
She's been round in the face. she's looked the same the entire time.
She looks like
turning into a pumpkin.
My body's off.
No, she was saying that the first way to scare a man is to act like you to fake this whole maybe I'm pregnant, this pregnancy scare. That's what she did. She told him to come over like, I think we need to take a pregnancy test.
Because
she could have peed on it before he got there.
She should have peed on it before.
You don't call no man and say, I think I might be pregnant. But
this is not the Price is Right. Like, exactly. What are you? Come on now.
Pee on it and then
and
say,
what's the horn? Door number one.
A real dude would have said, listen, if you think you're pregnant, let's open this box together and right here while right. I watch.
Don't go in no bathroom.
I've seen your cootie cat. Just pee. Right. Pee. Let me see.
Well, first of all, you ain't going to watch me pee with that.
See. But when you in these like shady situations.
If I'm dealing with somebody who got to watch me urinate on the stick, we're not even on the same page.
Bitch, she was David Copperfield. She brought out her magic wand, peed on it, and that motherfucker was gone, ran away.
Right. Don't bring me no pee pee stick. Let me see it. Right.
I'm
go
not
do it.
Pregnant.
Okay.
She knew she wasn't
Girl.
Pregnant.
She's super dramatic.
Have y'all ever used a pregnancy test before?
Yes.
I have
okay.
not.
Do you just touch it like that? Like they were just like boldly like, here, hold this. And he was like, yeah.
Well, you don't pee on the whole stick. Like,
I know,
you ain't peeing on the whole thing.
She
like,
grabbed this side and he grabbed this side. And
you put the cap back
side.
On it.
Oh, okay.
There's this little like a little. And you put it back on. And then you can.
Cornelia done had some scares.
It's like this. You put this the cap, you pee on it, and then you say, boop.
Yeah, see,
and he put the cat back
that's
on.
Close. That's,
so she finds out that she's
I'm a grown woman,
right? Like Stephon. Come on. Like, all right. So we done found out that she was not pregnant, and Jock was like, whew. So she says, "Like, girl, here's where you, I just can't.
This is when we all knew you was lying.
And here's how we know how fucking crazy you are. Well, what if I was pregnant? Why?
Why are you asking that?
Why? Why are you psycho? Why are you psycho? What if you were not psycho? Why? What if I was pregnant? Would you want to get rid of it?
Because she wants him. That's her way of calling him over here to say, like, instead of just being like, come over, I need to talk. But she had to have a reason for him to come, and then she's opened up the door to basically say, what are we? That's
right.
What are we?
Look, and I'm glad
exactly.
she went ahead and did that whole long situation psycho. To find out where they are, because Jock said straight up, even if you were pregnant, I'm not going to marry you.
Well, at least he was
I don't want you to marry me just because of baby. You could have a baby. You could be all like, he ain't going to, I'm not never going to marry you, period.
I'm glad
that's
he said
that. That's where we stand.
But
that's
he can't because he's still married
never,
to old
ever,
girl.
I know,
ever,
but
ever,
that's
ever,
where we stand,
ever,
though.
Ever,
so
ever,
cut it out.
All I'm going to say is Katie ever, ever, knew what she was doing. Yeah. She wanted psycho. To scare him. She wanted him to feel some type of way about her because she
her
didn't know what she was going
to
do to bring him back into his life.
I need to be with a man that loves and respects me.
She didn't know how she was going to have another conversation with mm-hmm. him, so this was the only way, like, I'm still mad at him, but I might be, well, I'm not pregnant, but
you're
I'm just going to make him come over here.
That's ridiculous.
And then let's talk about this, because it's not really about us, it's just about us, like, and me maybe being pregnant.
That's ridiculous.
That's what chicks do. Crazy
time
bitches.
Out.
That's
mm-hmm.
really
time
crazy
out.
On some, like, honestly, and shout out to
women
our,
are crazy.
Shout out to one of the followers who said that I wouldn't be surprised if Mona was out here poking holes in condoms.
Oh, Lord. Just trying to keep it cracking.
My thing is, is like I've had crazy thoughts, but I never actually did them. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I really have had like crazy thoughts. Like, oh, I'm gonna show this motherfucker. Like, and then I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy.
I found out that my first boyfriend was an escort, and I went on the website and I signed up to purchase him, and I met him right on the stoop outside of the address. I was sure the fuck did, and I was like,
me and I'm crazy too.
Never seen that.
Jesse's crazy.
Jesse, we got a video. That's you gotta have Mona there for that situation.
I pulled the deb at me. I was like,
that was the cheaters mode. What's his name? Did you have a knife? Didn't he get stabbed?
Chris,
she got stabbed.
Yeah, because he'd be running up on situations wrong. Yeah.
Oh, I would have been on a boat. Like, somebody was like, he busted somebody for cheating and they stabbed him on a boat.
I mean, one day you know that was going to happen.
I mean, come on now. Look at your situations you're dealing with. Crazy motherfuckers, okay?
So, KB, you know, we praying for you out here, girl.
I mean, go to Lifeline Church. Everybody get a man at Lifeline Church.
Steve Harvey needs to work with Mona Scott and get these boys on like a Dr. Phil type situation and get these men.
There's no help.
Because they don't care. Don't care. They're just themselves. They're selfish.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to grow up until they want to grow up. Ain't no girl going to change that.
Yeah. Well, Mimi. So Mimi talks to Stevie, and we find out that she was a part of the sex tape.
We was rooting for
her. I was really rooting for her, too.
I wasn't. We all knew
like,
it,
Mimi. I was
rooting for her.
I feel stupid.
Nico is not smart. We knew that. Mimi, you ain't even that smart, but you smarter than Nico. We knew that Mimi and Nico had to be in cahoots.
I mean, here's the thing is, part of me never pulled for her until today's episode. But now I'm still just kind of like, are you still lying about something right now?
Like a little bit more.
Probably. Yeah.
So she says, here are the key things from this conversation. I got to make better decisions. Mm-hmm. You're like 50. Like, you should have been already worked on that. I learned a lesson from this. And I didn't do this to get back at you. Well, why would you do it?
Low self-esteem.
Oh, Lord.
But self-esteem caused by that, which is kind of a reason. Right. Like, you think she did it because she's like, well, I'm gonna be this hot Kim Kardashian mom.
No, but she, you know, she felt a certain... Think about why she ended up with a man like Nico.
I mean,
you got to be at the lowest point of your life.
That's the lowest.
Your man, the dude
who that's the bottom.
You were with... played you on TV. You found out that he had a chick and she used to be a prostitute slash stripper. That makes you feel a certain way.
Yeah. Okay.
And Nico is feeding her the right lines and being like, oh, Mimi.
This what we gonna do.
Be in my video. You're so beautiful. She got caught up in love and she was like, oh, yes.
Caught
like,
up in the rapture.
And he's just like caught fucking doing everything for me. Like, you know, and she just got twisted into it and then she was like,
even if you say yes to the sex tape, when you get to the point where you're now having a meeting about releasing to the masses, that's wild. That's when you gotta say
wild and crazy.
Wait. Sorry, y'all. Time out. I have to leave. I went too far. I've gone too far.
But honestly, she really should have just came clear from the get go. Because now
we gonna make money off this. Now it's the money. Come on, dog.
So I'm part of the game. We'll get into that. But let's start it with the art show. So Arian,
the what was that?
Like, where was the art?
The art was literally, she was the only thing painted in there. So I was just kind of like...
Oh, Lord.
And everyone was standing around her pedestal, and
she had
like,
a sweater on.
Like, I feel like Mona was like, Margo, okay, we're just going to make you look like an artist or something, because, you know, you kind of have that artsy look with your hair and
the
shit.
The body so paint like, wasn't even dope. I didn't seem doper body paint.
Carrie was wearing a sweater.
The sweater. The thing was, is like, Margo was like, oh, he did such a good job executing my art. If it was your art show, shouldn't you be painting the shit on the body? I'm just saying.
Oh, that's very, very good point.
Just saying.
That's a I didn't see no art point. Hung up.
My thing is why is Nico really walking around dressed like the guy from Fat Albert? Like, I just don't understand.
He's trolling us.
Like, he literally was dressed like he was Paddington the Bear.
He knew. Nico, at this point, I'm convinced that he is really trolling us.
Yeah, for real. And that's why he will not get them fucking dentures. Like, I'm just looking at this motherfucker like...
Look... I thought it was nice of him to bring her.
Who the hell says that?
Backdrop. That was nice, but that's pretty much it.
And then he bounced. That's your wife.
That's your wife. And here you are, like, here, babe.
All right, I gotta go.
On the floor.
Where do you have to go?
And then, not even to be like, babe, you look beautiful.
Back into his cage.
Look at Arian talking about, oh, you look good naked with colors all over your body.
She's slapped the shit out of him.
Is that not the creepiest thing you could say to somebody standing there?
Back in your den.
Go clean your skin, sir. Like, get out of here.
Back to your cage.
I don't know. Arian's friend rate, I wouldn't be surprised.
No. How do you tell a dog? How do you tell a dog?
No. With Arian's friend rate, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Because she was like, don't talk to me like that. But then she was also like, I wouldn't be surprised if Arian wanted to fuck him too.
Ew!
She'd be doing whatever she wants to be doing. She don't be care about no friendship.
But my thing is, that she is a lesbian. So if that dick gonna turn her out,
I'm just saying.
She ain't no lesbian.
No lesbian. You done. You traded on your team.
I'm just saying.
You actually can never come back on this side. So Margo. And why do you hate Nico so much? You don't even know each other. He fucked her best friend over. He cheated on you, bitch. We should all be mad at him. We should actually not like him.
Together.
You should have actually taken that
show.
Fucking...
Right. And thirdly, we saw the show.
Like, why are you mad? Why are you even mad at him?
Like, you guys, I don't know him. Margo, we don't know you, first of all, okay?
Right.
I don't know you. You just came here.
Because he used to live here for like a year before you.
And he used to live with my best friend.
Actually,
before
he lived with you, he lived with his gay boyfriend.
Right. With a roommate.
Johnny. I'm so mad at Arian for saying, you know, this, I'm so glad they selected me for this gig.
Did you get paid? Because I know you
did. How thirsty are you in the ATL? This is what you needed to do for a gig.
No, like, can we just explain, like, first of all, Atlanta has, I mean, I got friends from Atlanta. I'd be looking at Snapchat.
Girl,
Atlanta,
go
like,
host
it's popping.
Yeah.
But I'm
club,
wondering,
girl.
Jocelyn got way too excited about a club that wasn't even open.
Nope.
Right.
And then I'm wondering, this situation, like, Arian.
I needed this
Arian's
gig.
A pretty girl. I ain't gonna sit up here and say she ain't pretty.
No.
She's beautiful. But, like, you couldn't model in something else? Like, you was, like, that thirsty?
They forced her to do it, so she had to sound enthused about it.
I don't know what I mean, but I'm just saying.
I mean, or it was just something for her to do on Love and Hip Hop. She's like, man, that's be, like,
camera time.
Yeah.
Like, we need you to film today, and we need you to be in Margo's art show.
You see her DJ girlfriend, they'll never show up. I ain't coming to that.
Yeah, look what happened last time they brought DJs on that show. So, tonight isn't about Mimi, it's about Margo and her art. You're such a good friend, Arian. That's such a great friend thing to say. Mimi shows up, and she says, I'm in a better headspace, and I want to talk to Margo. She talks to Margo, she says that Nico created the plan, and Margo calls her a liar. She said, the other day you said this to me, and how can I even look at you? You're a liar.
Okay, I lied, but now I'm telling you.
Right.
And Margo,
and Margo's just mad because her master plan didn't happen. I wasn't able to expose her. She's like, well, you're still a stupid liar. And it's like,
stupid
girl,
pants.
Bye. Like, I'm telling you.
I got nothing. I got nothing else to say.
Right. And Margo's mad. Like Nico didn't dog her out.
You're stupid.
Okay.
She really is believing that Nico didn't dog her out. It was all Mimi. Mimi was like, you better dog out Margo, the wife I never knew anything about.
Right.
And created this plan with her in mind. Nobody knew who you were, Margo. Stop being mad at everybody.
Well, I think she got to stay mad in order to keep some form of a storyline. Because at the end of the day, the secret's out. So now she don't have that card.
She don't have
She got nothing left to say.
Nothing.
And that art show is bullshit. So we like...
Bye, girl.
Who's Margo now?
Right.
And she about to take... She ain't even got Nico supposed to kick around.
Yeah.
So, what's it called? Her and Arian are arguing with each other outside. And this was really sad for me because it's just like, I know they are real friends outside of this.
Yeah.
I get the situation. Neither of one of them are really right because I understand Mimi's headspace. And here's where I say I feel bad for her. If she really went through with this and was in a dark place in her mind and, you know, was blinded by Nico's ugliness for love...
Yep.
You know, because, I mean, it happened. Flavor of Love and all these things, you know? Sometimes it just happens. But if that is the case, and she got involved, and she's looking at this like, what the fuck did I do? I did all this for TV. Like, and she's at this breaking point.
Right.
I get her not saying anything to Arian and just kind of trying to deal with it internally.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, I want Arian to understand that. But at the same time, Mimi needs to understand Arian's part. But my thing is, I can't even take this conversation serious with you, Arian, because we're at Margo's fucking art show.
Right. And so, you're in a sweater, and you're barely naked, and you're
I just can't get to even have a conversation with Arian.
Let me argue Arian's side, and just so for the sake of
having two sides. Given the fact that Mimi lied to Arian this whole time, Arian was out here caping for her for about a year and a half. People saying, "Yo, girl, your homegirl is this, your homegirl is this," and Arian's like, "Just tell me if you really did it." And Mimi like, "No, you need to ride for me." Why is it wrong that she was at Margot's art show, given the fact that Mimi been lying to her for a year in advance? She backed that out for a year. She's been lied to for the whole year. So is the art show really even a problem, considering the fact that she been having her friend Kate for her and these bullshit lies this whole time?
Yes, I guess
because
it's
if
just
you're my friend, you would
like,
say, "Chill, okay." Even though you wouldn't say, you would at least be like, "Girl, no, don't pay attention to the haters." Like, you would say something like that to kind of make it so Arian won't have to cape for you in public like this.
Yeah,
there's different.
Yeah,
people,
no,
though,
I get that.
But at the end of the day, I'm just a loyal person. So no matter what, if Jesse would have kept a secret from me for a year, I would just understand. I'd be like, "Oh shit, like damn, like okay, so what are we gonna do?" You know what I'm saying? That's just because I'm a good friend. I'm not gonna be like, "You lied to me."
But
like,
he ain't loyal
in a relationship. So he's not loyal to you.
My thing is, it
wasn't affecting me as a person. Yeah, okay, maybe because I've been lying for you.
Arian feels like it affected
because she's
her.
A lesbian and she's emotional and she feels like they're in a relationship. Like, this is not a relationship. Mm-hmm. I did not need to tell that from you. Unless they were, but I'm just
be
saying, because like me and you, it'd be different. Like, we're best friends. If we were in a relationship, I'd be like, "You were lying to me this long." But no, like, we're separate people at the end of the day.
Yep.
We both have our own feelings at the end of the day. I don't know
you. But
your
I
head.
Would no. But I'm not. But there would be a part of me that'd be like, really, bitch? Like, you couldn't like pull me in a corner for one
time?
Yeah, no,
I mean,
like,
I wouldn't be her friend anymore.
I know.
I wouldn't be her friend anymore.
I
would have
told you
if that were me, I wouldn't be her. I wouldn't do the Margot's art show, but me and Mimi wouldn't
really?
Be friends anymore. Nope.
Are you serious?
Because I'm not going to cape for you be out here in these streets and saying you this, this, that, and the third, and then you tell
that.
Me a year later, like,
I agree with that.
I wouldn't have done the art show, but I wouldn't, me and her wouldn't be cool anymore.
Yeah.
Because if we've been friends for that long, they've been friends for how long?
For
but this
longer.
Was like a really
and
big
you
thing.
Tell me
I don't know.
Major.
And like, the world was like lying. Like, you're lying to the world. Like,
and that's,
I don't know.
And that's, I mean, because obviously it was hard for
and
her
you did
in
a
general.
Porn, so I really wouldn't be your friend.
Right. All right. Last thing. Margot goes to Nico to talk to him about Mimi. And she feels that a lot of this. Girls. Margot says, but here's why she's the chess player in this. She is the queen of the motherfucking board in the Nico situation. Because she's going to go in, she's going to put it on her to be the victim, and then the bitch cut him by the ball. She said, I feel like a lot of this is...
She had to go with plan B.
Right, after the escape route.
The escape route, because they couldn't team up together. So now she's like, what's the master plan?
She's like, I'm leaving this motherfucker.
She in her room that Nico gave her with this clipboard of like, okay, so I have this scene right here.
Gone girl.
It's done with, onto the next route.
So Margot says, I feel a lot of this is my fault because, you know, I never apologized to you when I cheated on you. And Nico, just in character, yeah, I needed to hear that. I had a lot of resentment towards you and, you know.
Why are you guys just not talking
about
this?
Let's work on our marriage. You had held resentment. Did we not see what you just did to a woman for the past year?
I can't.
Which is,
and we don't even know what you did to your boyfriend that he don't even show up no more.
Counseling, dog.
They can't pay for no damn counseling.
But something.
To pay for it.
You can get it at the church.
VH1 got free counselors.
Oh, Lifeline yeah. Church and counseling.
Nice
don't you, Lifeline?
They need to have them on deck to keep them nice and damaged.
Right.
So Nico wanted to work on our
and
marriage.
She said, well, I think we should separate. We're
again.
Toxics
for each
other,
Nico. I thought
they
were already separating.
No, not legally.
Oh.
She lives upstairs, he lives downstairs.
Listen, you...
So,
I'm
like,
tell
physically
you,
they're separated.
You are out when a woman comes in and says, I've been self-reflecting. That means she really has been introspective, and you ain't.
But now you're...
I've outgrown you when she starts saying stuff like, you know, we were kids when we met. You're done. Mm-hmm. That's the end. This is the goodbye speech. That's the setup.
Right. And this thing is just like, she was so excited when she first moved to Atlanta because, you know,
we're
they
different.
Knew the tea. And now she's just like, I don't believe anything Margot says. I think she's full of shit. And I think she needs to find some type of line, storyline, whatever. And
that's
I'm just
exactly
over her. Like, girl,
doing.
Bye. You're not needed anymore. You're not interesting. And I'm over it.
Shout out to Nico. With his acting skills, he shed one tear. On that note, let's head to predictions.
What a man say she
After
broke
it. Buzz TV predictions.
You don't think he could be broke?
He's probably crying about everything else.
All right, but before we do that, we love y'all so much, and what we need you guys to do is this. So Maria Menounos, host over at E!, she started this thing. It's a competition show called Dance Battle America.
Love it.
Check out, I mean, you got to search my Instagram, but Maria's Instagram, or just search the hashtag. We did these crazy videos. It went viral. Julianne Hough, Amber Riley, a whole bunch of people got involved. And now we're bringing it to you guys. So you guys can actually enter a submission. You got to go to Dance Battle Dance Battle America casting.com, and you guys can send in, I think there's like 5 songs you can choose from. You don't have to be a professional dancer, because if you watched any of the videos that I was a part of, make it really fun. You get to choose from 5 different cool songs. Yeah. It's like Marky Mark or whatever. So Dance Battle America submissions.com, and you guys can get a trip to LA if you win. So anyways, predictions though. Y'all, next week, it's the Battle of the Thoughts. We got Jocelyn versus Jessica Dime. Oh, I heard you've been talking about me.
I like that line. I was excited to see that. I need to see this clash of the Titans.
She's going to be like, I'm going to have to fight
the whole Titans.
It ain't going to be no
fight.
They're
going to fight with their asses. They're going to be like, bitch.
It's like celebrity death match.
I can't get my injections this week. Next week, I'm going to see you, bitch. I'm going to see you, bitch.
Holding hot tea in each other's hands and just be spilling all the tea. She's going to be like, well, remember when you had gonorrhea with Lucius on motherfucking 4th of July weekend, and you gave everyone in the club crabs. I bet Stevie didn't know about that. But what about the time when you was rubbing all up on your chlamydia? Like, it's just gonna be dirty. It's gonna be
rubbing your chlamydia.
I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know what just happened, but that was awesome. Thank you, sir.
So my thing is this. So Jock is sleeping on Rashida's couch, and he tells Rashida to lie and tell KD that he really wants her back. Rashida, why are you working?
You know why? Because Rashida's like, he was coming to the auction. I'm help Jock out.
She bought him off that couch. No grown woman want a grown man sleeping on her couch.
Jock, what I gotta do to get rid of you?
Yeah, he's stressed out, man. Just take him back. Get out of my house.
First, Jock, why are you on yet another couch? All couches?
Well, he tired.
All couches. You're young Jock.
You can't find a day bed somewhere.
You can't get one hotel.
You couldn't sleep with one of your kids and they ain't got bunk bed or something.
No, they're all in cribs because they all around the same age.
This dude on everybody couch.
Yeah, well, so then we get Kalina, Deb Atney, and Tony is pissed. Why are you mad, boo? Why are you mad? You mad because she gonna actually pop off? She gonna actually do something? She gonna show you the 8 years that you've been sitting y'all ass at home, not being creative on the creative?
Flicking your little finger toe around.
In the Beijing.
And then last but not least, we get a fucking picnic party with fucking Margot, Arian, and Mimi, like Mother's Club Part 2.
That gave me a headache just seeing the whole setup.
Why, just stop sitting down talking about it. Right. Stop eating.
For real.
Why are you eating? It's all truth is out on the table. So, Margo, it's either you're going to be in the in crowd or you're just going to be gone. Bye.
And she said, you're obsessed with cock.
Wait, who said that?
Margo said that to Mimi.
Okay, I like guys. And Margo, girl, beat it.
But Margo's trying to tell y'all that she's about to holler at Arian.
I was going to say that.
This
like,
is predictions.
Because remember when I said that she'd sleep with Nico? I was going to say, well, you know, sure, next week we'll probably say Margo. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't. Well, y'all, we love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Make sure you guys also check out podcast1.com, do the listener survey, as well as submit your video to Dance Battle America submissions.com. I'm DJ Jesse. You guys can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Canoe. You can also find me on iTunes. Download Happy Hour Podcast.
At Sensei Don't Play.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am More Fire.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.